USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
President Biden speaking on a call with the nation's governors. Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began and the tools are in the hand to keep schools and businesses open. Americans trying to return home from the holiday weekend are finding themselves stuck at airports. One traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, says she's tired and doesn't want to be at the airport for a long time.
I want to get home. I want to sit in my bed.
There have been more than 800 flights canceled in the United States today, according to FlightAware.com. United and Delta Airlines have blamed the cancellations on a shortage of workers due to the spread of the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't you take my word for it? Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Supply chain shortages continue to plague our country. This after in November, President Biden announced his plans to keep ports in Los Angeles and elsewhere operating 24 hours a day to ease the backlog. Goya CEO Robert Unanue joins Fox News to talk about what he's doing to help with the backlog.
We're investing $80 million in Texas, around the U.S., in Puerto Rico, to manufacture.
A woman in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, is charged with killing her boyfriend.
Police say a 32-year-old Missouri woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword, but they say Brittany Wilson explained she had to do it because she needed to set him free of the other entities living inside his body. They picked her up at her home in Cape Girardeau after she called 911 herself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Millions are going through security at the nation's airports, even though flight delays and cancellations are piling up. The TSA saying just over 2 million passengers were screened on Sunday. That's a 500,000 below the day after Christmas in 2019, before the coronavirus pandemic. This as some people are resuming travel overseas. Brian Kelly is a travel expert who runs the website ThePointGuy.com. He shares some tips with CNBC as far as international travel.
I would say, you can travel. You know, a lot of countries are imposing strict lockdowns. You know, the Netherlands, you're not going to be able to go to museums or pretty much go out after 5 p.m. So check the local rules and book nonstop. I can't tell you. These days, nonstop is key. Even if it's more expensive, try to avoid connecting. I know a lot of people who got caught up. They didn't have COVID tests because they were transiting through London, but the UK makes you have a negative COVID test, even if you don't leave the airport. So these days, things are really tricky. Try to book nonstop. And if you're traveling internationally, you must leave home with a proctored COVID test that'll allow you to get back into the U.S. Instead of spending your last day of vacation trying to figure out where you can get a COVID test, there are a ton that the U.S. will allow, the Binax Now proctored test, so you can do it in your hotel room and take the stress out of getting that test that you need, even if you're vaccinated, to come back to the U.S.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.